with some Lori Lang music behind. Best 5 minutes of the day. Again, some school delays going on today, and get that list updated for you. Chippewa Falls, a two-hour delay. Jim Falls Elementary closed due to a power outage. Eau Claire School's a two-hour delay. Lambeau schools are closed. Ladysmith are closed today, including the Imago Day Academy. We'll get to the rest of the list coming up here in just a moment. But Jason Cairns, best 5 minutes of the day. Happy Friday to you.
Happy Friday.
Yeah. You were enjoying
this. I think my kids are going to be thrilled.
What, two-hour delay?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. They'll take whatever they can get. If they get a day off yesterday and delay today and... So I guess it's not about school days anymore. It's about hours. They changed it so it's a certain number of hours that they got again. So
okay,
yeah.
Okay.
So you were enjoying kind of the stillness of the snow and everything yesterday.
Oh man, you know I think especially it seems like with that first big snowfall of the year, the snow just acts as a sound damper, and so I went outside and it was just so still out there and. I posted something about it on Facebook, and I think a few other friends decided to take that as a opportunity as well to go out and just listen to the silence, I guess. And
yeah.
It was really good.
Little Simon and Garfunkel, the sound of silence, huh?
Yep, exactly.
You also yesterday posted your top 10 books for 2022 that you read.
Yeah, so it was a... good book year for me. I think I've got about 130 done at this point.
And, wow. That's
yeah. Wild. And yeah, but just a lot of really good books this year that I had a great list to be able to choose from.
Mm-hmm.
So.
All right, let's do it David Letterman style from 10 to 1. So I read through the entire thing aloud to my wife last night, so we're up to speed on these. But we'll see how many of these people have even heard of before. And it's interesting, being your friend with you on the radio here and so many Saturday morning breakfasts, well, I'll comment along the way. Number 10, Wild Land Within, Cultivating Wholeness Through Spiritual Practice by Lisa Colin DeLay. Is that how you say her name?
Yep, exactly. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so that one shouldn't be a surprise with the title. Mm-hmm. So it's a beautiful book about kind of, again, cultivating wholeness and... she is a Latin writer and just a beautiful book. I had commented in my book list that I first picked it up and I was like, it's just not landing on me right now. And so I put it down and came back to it a couple of months later and really good stuff. You know, she does an interesting job of kind of looking at the spiritual traditions of other races and ethnicities and how we can apply those to our growth as people and as believers. And so just really good stuff.
We probably cannot comment on each book to that extent, but still.
Sure.
All right. Number 9. I know you liked it. Number 9, All About Love, New Visions by Bell Hooks. I remember hearing you talk pretty passionately about this one.
Yeah, so I think the thing that struck me most about that book was just the honesty with which she wrote. And interestingly, yesterday was the one-year anniversary of her death. So,
oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, so.
Number 8, Andrew Peterson, God of the Garden, Thoughts on Creation, Culture, and the Kingdom. You get a couple on plants.
Yeah. This was, not surprisingly, every people who listen to the show know I love Andrew Peterson. Mm-hmm. And this was his latest book. Includes some great drawings that he did of different trees. And he's not only a gifted musician and writer, but apparently also a visual artist. And I'm just like, boy, he got the wealth of artistic talent.
He did.
So, yeah.
Yeah. You know what? We do our CCM tournament where you pick an artist. Like I want, you know, whatever, Stephen Curtis Chapman would be. And then you totally have to be the one who has Andrew Peterson, because then you get to pick the songs at each round. All right, number 7, Braiding Sweetgrass, Indigenous Wisdom, Scientific Knowledge, and the Teaching of Plants by Robin Wall Kimmerer.
Kimmerer, yeah. So she's a Potawatomi woman, and she is trained as a botanist. And I had heard a lot about this book from various people. And as somebody who really wants to love my yard well and pay attention to what I'm growing, it was great storytelling and a great encouragement for me.
You're a fascinating guy. Number six, 12 Steps to a Compassionate Life by Karen Armstrong.
Yeah, that one is excellent. I think I mentioned it to you previously, but she's looking at how do we become more compassionate people, you know, drawing on some of the things like loving others as we love ourselves, loving our enemies. And yeah, it's really, really good.
Here's the top five. Philip Yancey's Where the Light Fell, his memoir.
Excellent. Difficult, but excellent book on growing up in the South and his own development. Can't recommend it highly enough.
I'd been listening to the audiobook, and so I got a certain distance, and then I took a break for something else. But yeah, it's interesting, the comment that you cite, that he says, I truly believe this is the one book I was put on earth to write, considering how many books he's written. So,
right.
Yeah.
Right.
Number four is Everything Sad is Untrue by Daniel Nayiri.
Yeah, that's a fun one. So he is was born in Iran and moved to the United States, to Oklahoma, when he was a kiddo. His mom was a Christian and was persecuted in Iran. But he talks about growing up in Oklahoma as a brown-skinned kiddo, and just amazing, amazing storytelling.
All right. Number three is Call Us What We Carry, Poems by Amanda Gorman.
Yeah, if anyone has heard Amanda Gorman, she did the inaugural poem at Biden's inauguration, and her command of words is spectacular.
And she's only in her mid-20s.
Yeah, yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah, she's really gifted. Yeah.
Number two, This is Happiness by Niall Williams.
Yeah, that was just a fun book. It was written by an Irish gentleman, and it's about electricity coming to this town, this small town in Ireland, and just kind of all of the dynamics of the people in the village, and just a fun read.
And your number one book of the year, This Here Flesh, Spirituality, Liberation, and the Stories That Made Us by Cole Arthur Riley.
One of the most beautiful books I have ever read. It is stunning. Definitely on my must-read list. I had recommended it to a couple of friends, and they've said the same thing, that it's just amazing. It's really a thing of beauty. It's a work of art. Mm. And even compared with all the other great books on the list, it's leagues ahead. I mean, it is just so good.
The best 5 minutes of the day has gone over 5 minutes, and I got to do some school delays. All right, so we'll have to save John 1, 12, and 13 for Monday.
That's good.
Hope to see
very
you tomorrow,
good.
Huh?
I hope so.
All right, sounds good. There we go. All right, so Caleb asked on the WIB Facebook page, what's your favorite Christmas movie? And a great picture of Jimmy Stewart and from It's a Wonderful Life. And so one randomly selected comment is going to get two Micon movie passes to be used by the end of the year. And how about Mike and Connie? We both know them. Congratulations, right? They have now expanded Micon to include Micon Oakwood. Isn't that cool?
Yeah, super cool.
Yeah, doing some great things. Last weekend, it was like $1 Christmas movies. And I'm embarrassed to say, I have never seen Elf. I've never seen it.
Yeah. That's one you hear a lot of people, at least I remember hearing a lot of people talking about. I feel like that's the last, like, I don't know. When did it come out? Probably mid-2000s, right?
Something like that,
yeah. What was the last Christmas movie that really, like, made waves? People were like, oh, this is a Christmas movie everyone's seeing, you know?
I think that's a big one.
Yeah.
All right, let's get into the list. Ashley says her favorite is A Christmas Carol.
I wonder which version she's referring to. There have been so many.
Yeah, that's true.
Diana says Charlie Brown Christmas, a classic.
That is more of a TV special, right?
That's true. That's true.
Whitney says Home Alone.
Mm-hmm. Not one I'm familiar with. Tina saying The Tangerine Bear.
Never heard of it. Linda says The Good Old Summertime. Doesn't sound like a Christmas movie.
Amy Lee says Emmett Otter's Jug Band Christmas.
There are a lot of Christmas movies.
There are quite a few.
Also, you got Connie saying A Christmas Carol with Alistair Sim.
Jana saying, saying a quote here. You see, George, you really had a wonderful life. Don't you see what a mistake it would be to throw it away?
Huh.
We all know where that one's from.
Yeah. Emily says A Christmas Carol, Patrick Stewart version.
Hey, and another Christmas Carol call out from Glynis.
Maybe that's the favorite. Jessica likes Elf the best.
Michelle says Christmas Shoes.
That's the song from New Song that became a movie.
Mm.
Doesn't happen to a lot of songs. Dennis says The Grinch with Ron Howard, Jim Carrey version.
Ah,
oh, yeah, that is good. That is really good.
People, I see people reference that performance from Jim Carrey to this day as
That's
well.
That's fantastic. You can imagine, I mean, you've done a lot of theater.
Oh, yeah.
The makeup for that on a daily basis?
Oh, my goodness.
That's crazy.
I can't imagine it. Jan sang Miracle on 34th Street.
I like the modern rendition they did of that. That was really good. Her husband Ron says A Christmas to Remember with Jason Robards.
Rick sang Another Christmas Carol.
And Carolyn says Christmas with the Cranks. Okay. Give us one last one.
All right. Lonnie saying, my favorite is The Preacher's Wife starring Whitney Houston and Denzel Washington.
Guess there's a movie coming out about Whitney Houston on New Year's Eve.
Yeah, I saw that. Bring it all full circle with uh-huh. movies and everything. Well, that was wonderful hearing from you guys, hearing your favorite Christmas flicks.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. It's time for headlines. We know you lead busy lives. It's hard to keep up with everything. That's why we follow the news, aggregate, and bring it together. We call it headlines. Here we go. Mark and Dawson Halverson today, minus Caleb. It's just a few days till Christmas, Doss.
The gift I want this year, Black & Decker's Leaf Blower Hair Dryer. So powerful, it dries your hair and blows your dandruff into the neighbor's yard.
Sorry.
Researchers say there are now 20,000 bison roaming across the U.S.
And 10% are now electric.
Sign of the times.
According to British researchers, 70% of women require up to 20 minutes to decide whether or not to order dessert.
So that's what they're talking about in the ladies' room.
Exactly.
Scientists say our solar system is bigger than we thought.
This always happens to the solar system during the holidays.
Enjoy those cookies.
It's estimated that if Santa Claus has a glass of milk and two cookies at each household he visits on Christmas Eve, he'll consume more than, get this now, 14 billion calories.
Which makes me wonder why Santa isn't a lifetime spokesman for Planet Fitness.
I think he needs to exercise.
This was a big story. A dad in California saved his young daughter from a coyote. Absolutely amazing.
But he's still getting socks for Christmas from her.
Some things never change.
Practical.
Yes, Christmas is almost here.
I'm a little concerned, Dawson. Your mom is definitely going overboard buying Christmas presents online. I just got a call from UPS asking if I had a forklift on my receiving dock.
As long as some of those are for me. And now you're all caught up.
You are. Headlines here at WWIB. Well, Mark and Dawson Halverson, Dad and Dawson, the WIB Wake Up Show, no Caleb today. And I owe you an apology. I mean, I guess I've been thinking about this for a while. This morning, and...
Just let it out.
Yeah, I need to apologize that, unlike an 8-year-old Colorado boy who has now skied on all 7 continents, I apologize that I have not taken you, not even taken you to all the continents, much less allowed you to ski on all of them. I'm sorry.
You know what? I can find it in my heart to forgive you.
Thank you.
You've only taken me to one other continent.
Yeah, I mean, that's something.
Not a lot of skiing goes on there, though.
Yeah, not skiing
not
in Africa.
Not skiing in Africa.
So here's the story. Let's kind of alternate sentences here. An 8-year-old boy from Colorado has unofficially become the youngest person to ski on, yes, all 7 continents, and he may soon be a Guinness World Record holder.
The name Maddock Lip from Golden, Colorado, has accompanied his family on skiing trips all across the globe, and on December 1st, he went skiing with his family in the lower portions of Mount Hoig, in Antarctica.
How much downhill skiing have you done?
Very minimal. I went once in my adult life.
Where did
Christmas
you go?
Christmas Mountain?
Christmas Mountain. Okay, in the Dells. Yeah,
that was
so
fun.
We kind of...
I enjoy it.
A couple years ago, right?
The very little that I've done, I had fun with it.
I remember, like, what stands out for me is, like, at church as a kid, there'd be, hey, you know, there's going to be a church ski trip, and it was, like, I don't know, kind of costly. Yeah, I went, was part of a... Years ago in the 80s, part of a ski trip that we did out to Colorado. Yeah, I'm never, not overly skilled, put it that way. Yeah, so handful of times.
Yeah.
The current Guinness World Record for youngest person to ski on all 7 continents. There's a record for everything.
Mm-hmm.
Current record holder is who, Dawson?
Victoria Ray White, who was 10 days and seven.
It must be 10 years.
Days and 79 days. I don't think you can make it around the world in 10 days, much less to all seven continents for skiing. 10 years and 79 days old when she completed her journey in 2008.
All right. Well, congratulations to Maddock from Colorado, and my apologies to Dawson. We'll try to get you to those other continents.
We'll see what happens by the end of, 2030, how many continents I've been skiing on.
So, I mean, he went skiing in Africa, apparently.
Oh, yeah, must have to get the record. We've got our best of the week for the WIB Wake Up Show coming up next.
Christmas is kind of bittersweet for me because when I was a kid, my first time performing, I was 6 years old. And I was performing in our Christmas pageant at church. And I had one line in one song. It was the song, "Do You Hear What I Hear?" And I messed it up. I sang, a child, sleeping in the night. With a tail as big as a kite. That's not the way that song goes, ladies and gentlemen. People get mad when you sing about baby Jesus with a tail.
So I'm getting telemarketing calls now pretty much like 10 times a day. I'm on basically every list. And I even get the telemarketing calls now in Spanish.
Wow.
And in and I get texts. I get... I've gotten a few in Chinese. I mean, it's really like barnacles on a boat, you know? They just keep multiplying.
They hear that you're bilingual, so, okay.
So what I've been doing to get rid of them now, you know, as I try to scale back, is I'll just engage them in these, like, long, endless conversations.
Uh-huh.
And that's really helped me get off a lot of these lists, because they know now, like, if you call this guy... He's going to just talk to you. Like, I have this game I play with telemarketers called And I try to keep them on the line as long as I can using only the word So they'll go, "How are you today, sir?" I'll go, They'll go, you know, blah, blah, blah. "Is that something you'd be interested in?" I go, And then, like, you know, there's the question, like, Like all the tonal varieties.
But think about that song, "Do You Hear What I Hear?" It's psycho. Who wrote that?
Said the little lamb to the shepherd boy.
I think the shepherd boy's been in the field a little too long, don't you? Talking to the sheep. Really? Oh, we got to tell the mighty king.
We're hearing from Cliff this morning. He says, can you drop an egg on concrete without cracking it? Of course, concrete is pretty difficult to break. Ha ha, there you go, Cliff. Thank you for that.
It's worse, they go to the mighty king.
A child shivers in the cold. Let us bring him silver and gold.
How about a blanket? How about some soup? Child shivered in the cold.
Throw some gold on him, he'll be fine.
Some classic Tim Hawkins, best of the week there. That was from Make Us Laugh Monday. We got to have Tim just about every Monday these days, I think, on Make Us Laugh Monday right around the corner. But we got a drawing for our 12 Days of Bundles. That's coming up before 9.
Yeah, 8:50 right now, 23 degrees. The Whip Wake Up Show for your Monday coming to a close.
Friday today.
Wow, it feels like a Monday. I swear, I think I said earlier it was Monday.
Well, I kind of awakened you out of bed this morning. Right. I'm like, we need you on emergency morning show
service. I was here this Sunday, and I was just like, all right, my work. Here's Sunday, Monday. So I've wrapped up, and now I'm coming back to work. You know, for you guys, it might be a Friday, but for me, it's a Monday.
Gotcha. Whatever. However you want to try to cover for that.
Yeah, I know. However I want to justify this.